Hello?
Hi, did you just call Mercy?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling back. My name is Frank. I'm calling from Metro Research. And tonight we are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. Your number was selected at random, by the way. This is a legitimate public opinion survey, and I assure you that we're not selling anything or asking for money. Are you currently registered to vote at this address as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And jumping to my next question here, would you please tell me your age between 18 and 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 to 74, or 75 and over? Hello?
No, I didn't catch the scale. I'm 58.
Oh, 58. Thank you, ma'am. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo, or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction, or do you think it's going in the wrong direction, ma'am? In general?
In the right direction.
The right direction. Thank you. And how would you rate the way Daniela Levine-Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Very good or excellent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your political values, do you tend to agree more with those identified as MAGA conservatives, traditional conservatives, centrists, traditional liberals, or progressives?
Centrists.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you, ma'am, your impression of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know, and we'll go to the next one. Here's the first one. The Republican Party. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of the Republican
somewhat
Party?
Somewhat unfavorable.
How about Daniela Levine-Cava? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Labor unions. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable? Labor unions.
Neither favorable or unfavorable.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden. What is your opinion? Favorable or unfavorable for Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable? Sorry, I don't have a solution. Thank you. How about Marco Rubio?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
The next is Catherine Fernandez Rundle. Catherine Fernandez Rundle. Would you say very, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you, ma'am. The next is Nick Scott. Based
what
on what you have written.
I didn't
Rick
catch the
Scott.
Whole thing. Was it Rick Scott?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, Rick Scott. Yes. Very or somewhat unfavorable for Rick?
Somewhat unfavorable.
How about Raquel Regalado?
Raquel Regalado. I can't remember who that is.
You can't, you don't recognize, or do you recognize but you cannot rate?
She sounds familiar, but I don't know who she is right now.
Okay, thank you. How about Ron DeSantis? Favorable or unfavorable?
That's a little difficult. I would say I don't want to say. I don't think it's either one.
Oh, okay. How about Jeanette Nunez?
Who?
Jeanette Nunez.
Jeanette Nunez.
That is the name.
I don't know who that is right now.
Thank you. How about the Democratic Party? Is your opinion favorable, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable for the Democratic Party?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
How about Francis Suarez? Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable for Francis Suarez?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable? Which of those two
options
somewhat, can I select?
Somewhat
Thank
favorable.
You. How about Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris.
Somewhat favorable.
Kanye West?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat
unfavorable? Very, very unfavorable.
And the last name that I have here is Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you, ma'am. Thinking ahead to the 2024 mayoral elections, would you definitely vote to re-elect Daniela Levin-Cava, probably vote to re-elect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
I would definitely vote for her.
Thank you. And how concerned are you over a woke agenda being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say you're very concerned?
What agenda?
The woke agenda?
The woke agenda.
Yes. The woke agenda that is being taught in Miami-Dade County schools. Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not that concerned.
Thank you. And how concerned are you about the gender issues and sexual identity that are being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
I don't know of any what you're referring to. I don't see that happening.
Never heard of that? Oh, okay.
No, I have heard of it. Oh. I have heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't see it happening.
It's unfounded and it's not happening.
Okay, thank you.
As far as I'm
going
concerned.
I really appreciate your opinion, ma'am, which is 100% important. I'm now going to read you a series of proposed measures that have been deployed to improve the quality of life for Miami-Dade residents. Using a 5-point scale, please tell me how effective you find that approach, with a number 5 representing most effective and number 1 representing least effective. Here's the first one. Mayor Levin-Cava deployed a peace and prosperity initiative to tackle gun violence and invest in community programming as a tool to fight crime and keep neighborhoods safe. On a scale from 1 to 5, which number would you choose?
5.
Number 1 is least number 5, thank you. The next one says, through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levin-Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1992 while maintaining service levels. On a scale from 1 to 5, which number would you? Number 5. Mayor Levin-Cava launched a first-of-its-kind office of equity and engagement to better connect opportunities within county government to residents and small businesses. Which number would you choose from 1 to 5 on this one here?
4.
I'm sorry?
4.
Number 4, thank you. Mayor Levin-Cava has led with bipartisan support to implement a community action plan that ensures the residents feel safe, the environment is protected, jobs are created, and county government is fair and accountable. Which number would you choose on a scale from 1 to 5 as effective?
4.
Housing prices are at an all-time high, and residents need relief. And that is why Mayor Levin-Cava created the Homes Plan to invest tens of millions of dollars into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing. On a scale from 1 to 5, how would you rate this last statement that I just read?
5.
Number 5 on that. Thank you. I'm thinking now about policy initiatives the county mayor has confronted. Please tell me, on a scale from 1 to 5, how well she handled the policy, with the number 5 being very strong, a number 1 being very weak. And here's the first
one. What policy? Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and read that again. Thinking now about policy initiatives the county mayor has confronted, and there are different initiatives here listed. Please tell me on a scale from 1 to 5 how well she handled the policy, or the particular policy, with the number 5 being very strong and number 1 being very weak. And here's the first one. Making local government more equitable and improving access to county contracts for minority-owned businesses. On a scale from 1 to 5, which number would you choose? Number 1 means very weak, and number 5 very strong, but you can use any number in between.
I don't know.
Thank you. Employing smart development strategies to stop irresponsible development, while also putting forward proposals that improve access to housing for families. On a scale from 1 to 5, which number would you choose, or how would you rate her?
4.
Number 4. Stopping development outside the designated urban development boundary to ensure Biscayne Bay is protected. Which number would you choose on a scale from 1 to 5?
4.
Number 4. Deploying new strategies to build new affordable and workforce housing, increase available housing supply, and take on rising rents with responsible legislation. Which number would you choose on a scale from 1 to 5?
Number 4.
The response to the Surfside building collapse tragedy. How would you rate her on a scale from 1 to 5 based on what I just read? Or the work that she's done?
You said the response?
Yes, it says the response to the Surfside building collapse tragedy. How well do you
4.
Think the county mayor confronted that? Okay, number 4. Thank you. Uniting residents across the county to be more engaged in their local government and work across parties and lines to get things done. On a scale from 1 to 5?
I don't know.
Don't know. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're headed towards the end of the survey now. I appreciate your time and your patience with me, and I thank you for your opinions. They're 100% important. Now, I'm going to read you a series of descriptions of policy priorities. For each one, please tell me which solution you would be more likely to support if this were all you knew. Please try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one. And so it says, which one would you be more likely to support? The first one says, address the rise in immigration by addressing issues in Latin America and provide adequate social services for those in the community who have fled political oppression and violence. Let me go ahead and read that again. I'm sorry. And it says, address the rise in immigration by addressing issues in Latin America and provide adequate social services for those in the community who have fled political oppression and violence. And the second one says, address the rise in immigration in Miami-Dade County through aggressive deportation and work with federal officials to remove undocumented individuals from the county. Which one would you be more likely to support, the first or the second that I've read?
The first.
The first. The next two say, well, the first one says, state government must respond to socialistic policies imposed by local governments by creating new rules to limit the powers of local leaders. The second one says, local governments are best able to make decisions for the community, and the county must stop the state government from setting the rules. Which one would you be more likely to support, the first or the second?
You're going to have to repeat it.
Not a problem. Which one would you be more likely to support of the two that I'm about to read? The first one says, state government must respond to socialistic policies imposed by local governments.
Are you saying socialistic?
Socialistic. Socialistic policies, yes.
Okay.
So says state government must respond to socialistic policies imposed by local governments by creating new rules to limit the powers of local leaders. The second one says, local governments are best able to make decisions for the community, and the county must stop the state government from setting the rules.
The first one is what I feel strong, more inclined towards, yeah, agreeing with.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, which one would you be more likely to support? Oppose any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county, as enough funding exists to meet our needs? Or would you support a $1 billion bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for a new housing initiative to build more housing units and investments in police department and green spaces? So which one would you be more likely to support of these two, the first or the second?
I would need more details. I don't know.
Not a problem. Which one would you be more likely to support? I trust our police departments and support efforts to give them more resources to keep our community safe. Or I believe we need more reforms to our police department to better achieve trust between law enforcement and the community. Which one would you be more likely to support, the first or the second?
The first.
Thank you. It is time for Miami-Dade County to deliver on its promise of expanded metro rail like the North Corridor. And the second one says, while promises were made to expand metro rail, ridership and higher costs means limited resources should be used for other community needs. Which one would you be more likely to support, the first or the second?
The second.
The second. Permitless carry gun policies are a constitutional right and must be passed to ensure residents are able to better protect themselves. The second one says, permitless carry gun policies make communities less safe and pose a danger to police officers. Which one would you be more likely to support, the first or the second?
The second.
The last two say, invest in energy policies that ensure gasoline supplies continue uninterrupted, remove barriers on environmental reviews, and protect natural resources like Biscayne Bay. And the second one says, invest in aggressive solar energy policies that expand production of electric vehicles, climate change strategies like carbon neutrality to protect the environment and clean water programs. Which one would you be more likely to support, the first or the second?
The second.
The second one. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to read you a series of descriptions of policy priorities to address cost of living. And for each one, please tell me which solution you would be more likely to support if this were all you knew. Please try to choose one, even when the choice is a hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? Government getting involved in healthcare is a pathway to socialized medicine, reduced choices for patients, and leads to lower quality of service. And the second one says, Big Pharma is driving up prescription drug prices, and it is time for the government to hold them accountable by lowering prescription drugs costs. The second. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one would you be more likely to support of these two? Any efforts to put government mandate caps on property insurance companies will make the crisis worse. Let me read that again. Any efforts to put government mandate caps on property insurance companies will make the crisis worse. The second one says, rising property insurance rates is a crisis, and it is time government puts a cap on rate increases to keep policies affordable. Which one would you be more likely to support, the first or the second?
The second.
Second. The next two say, FPNL is a trusted business in South Florida, and efforts to take them on is government interference in the private sector. And the second one says, leaders must take on utility companies like FPNL to demand lower utility costs and increase accountability on their actions. which one would you be more likely to support, the first or the second?
Can you repeat the second one?
Yes. Leaders must take on utility companies like FPNL to demand lower utility costs and increase accountability on their actions.
The second one.
The second one, thank you. The next two say rent controls are socialist policies that destroy local communities and further drive up housing costs and make the crisis worse. The second one says housing prices continue to increase and local governments must pass immediate rent control to protect residents so everyone has access to housing. Which one would you be more likely to support from these last two that I've read? The first or the second?
The second.
The second. Thank you. As you may have heard, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned of Roe versus Wade of the 1973 decision legalizing abortion, meaning states now can make abortion illegal without any federal oversight. Do you support or oppose the Supreme Court's decision to repeal Roe versus Wade, allowing Florida politicians to make abortions illegal at any point during a pregnancy and for any reason? Would you say you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Thank you. Thinking ahead to the 2024 presidential elections, if the election for president were today and the candidates were Republican Ron DeSantis and Democrat Joe Biden, which one do you think you'd vote for?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
For Biden, thank you. Still thinking about the 2024 elections, if the candidates were Mayor Daniela Levine Cava, Coral Gables Mayor Vince Lago, Lieutenant Governor Janet Nunez, and County Commissioner Raquel Regalado, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The first one.
Thank you.
Cava.
And what? Thank you. And what if the candidates were Mayor Daniela Levine Cava and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez? Which one do you think you'd vote for?
I would vote for Cava.
For Cava, thank you. I'd like to read you a little bit more about two of the candidates. The first is Mayor Daniela Levine Cava made history as the first woman elected mayor of Miami-Dade County. As mayor, she has led during the county's most challenging times, successfully deploying programs to maximize vaccine distribution so the community can overcome COVID-19, oversaw a heartbreaking search and rescue and recovery operation during the Surfside building collapse, launched a unique program to combat crime through partnership with law enforcement, passed the first property tax cut in a decade, and has been vocal against the rise of socialism in Latin America. The second is Lieutenant Governor Janet Nunez made history as the first Hispanic woman elected Lieutenant Governor and serves alongside Governor Ron DeSantis. LG Nunez has worked with Governor DeSantis to prioritize parental control in schools, combated socialism, and fought for more accountability in public schools. The Lieutenant Governor fought against COVID mandates, opposed school closures, and championed the governor's Florida Freedom Agenda. Still thinking about the 2024 mayoral elections, if the candidate is Lieutenant Levine Cava, Janet Nunez, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Cava.
For Cava, thank you. In 2024, Miami-Dade residents will elect a new sheriff. In thinking about potential candidates, which more closely aligns with your views? Statement A says, I will vote for a Democratic candidate for sheriff who commits to support law enforcement while also deploying reforms that continue to build trust between residents and the police department. Statement B says, I will vote for a Republican candidate for sheriff who commits to fully fund and increase funding for the police department while also taking a woke agenda policies. Which of the statements is closer to your opinion, statement A or B? Which of the two would you say?
No, I don't feel I can answer it just like that.
I understand. I understand. Not a problem. If the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were today and the candidates were Democrat If the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were today and the candidates were Democrat Freddy Ramirez and Republican Frank Artiles, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Given the fact that I do not know much about them, I would probably vote for the Democrat if I was pinned down to have to vote.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Miami-Dade County Supervisors of Elections were today and the candidates were Democrat Christina White and Republican Rebecca Sosa, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. If the election for Miami-Dade County Tax Collector were today and the candidates were Democrat David Richardson and Republican Carlos Lopez Cantera, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The Democrat.
The Democrat, thank you. And what is your primary source for national and political news? Internet-based news sources, talk radio, social media apps or services, El Nuevo Herald, cable news networks, local TV like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, or the Miami Herald?
The main mm-hmm. would be local TV channels, and then cable. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, just a few more questions for a statistical purpose, only to finish the survey now. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
I have an associate's degree and some more credit towards a bachelor's, but I don't have a bachelor's.
Thank you. Now, do any children under the age of 18 live in your home, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Catholic, thank you. As you may know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Cuba.
Cuba, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. I really appreciate your patience with me, and that you have a wonderful rest of the night. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.